Please be seated.
我们现在来祷告，求主耶稣带领我们早上的聚会。
And we're all now going to pray and ask for Lord Jesus Christ to guide this morning service.
一起来祷告。
Let's all pray.
要平安。
And may peace be with you all.
今天早上跟大家一起来学习穿上新人。
And this morning, I'd like to share with you, put on a new man.
我们来看哥罗西书。
And let's turn to Colossians.
昨天晚上我们查考第一章。
And last night we studied chapter 1.
保罗的感谢与代祷。
And this is the intercession of Paul and thanksgiving of Paul.
保罗为哥罗西教会感谢神。
And on behalf of the Colossian church, Paul gives thanks.
因为教会的信徒有信心。
And because the member have faith,
对众圣徒有爱心,
and they have love towards the other members,
对天上的天国有盼望,
and they have hope towards heaven,
也就是他们的信仰有实质,
and in other words, that they have pure substance for their faith.
那保罗为他们代祷。
And Paul has intercede on their behalf.
除了信望爱之外，求神让他们满心知道神的旨意。
And other than the love that they portray, he hopes that they could understand the will of God.
那今天早上我们来查考第三章。
And this morning we like to study chapter 3.
穿上新人。
And to put on a new man.
一般我们追求信仰最开始的动机就是求平安或者求困难得解决。
And the motive that we're pursuing after faith is to seek peace and or problems solved.
因此我们常常发现一个人开始寻求神都是因为生活有困难。
And so many times we have discovered that a person may seek God is because they encounter difficulties in their lives.
但是当我们得到平安以后,
and but after we have received this peace,
我们信仰的追求就进入永生,
and the pursuance of our faith will enter into eternal life.
我们大家生活都过得很好,
and that all of us lives a very decent life.
那我为什么还需要来追求信仰?
And why should I pursue after faith?
所以有的人生活平安以后他就觉得不需要神。
And so some people after they live a very peaceful life, they feel that they do not need God.
因为我已经很好。
And because I am perfect.
所以信仰给我们一个很重要的盼望就是永生。
And so faith gives us a very important hope, which is eternal life.
这是我们追求信仰的第二个很重要原因。
And this is the second aspect of why we have to pursue after faith.
主耶稣曾经说，人如果不是从水跟圣灵生，就不能进神的国。
And the Lord Jesus have said, if a man is not born of the water and spirit, he cannot enter into the heavenly kingdom.
那神的国就是教会。
And God's kingdom is the church.
那神的国也是指的将来的天国。
And God's kingdom also is portraying the heavenly kingdom in the future.
但要进入天国有两个条件。
But there's two criteria upon entering heaven.
除了信耶稣之外。
And other than believing Jesus.
第一个要受洗罪得赦免。
And you have to be baptized for your sin to be freed.
第二个要得圣灵。
And the second thing is to receive Holy Spirit.
做天国基业的凭据。
And this is as a pact of the inheritance of heaven.
所以有时候我们常常觉得说我已经受洗了，我也得圣灵。
So many times we feel that we baptize and we have the Holy Spirit.
所以我知道我有把握可以到天国去。
And so I feel that I am very confident that I can enter heaven.
这是人生最重要一个保险。
And this is one of the most important insurance that you may have in your life.
就是保证我们死了以后可以到天国去。
That after death, we are guaranteed into entering heaven.
这是一种恩典。
And this is a grace.
因为我们不需要付什么代价。
And because we don't have to pay anything.
进天国的代价，主耶稣已经付了。
And because the consequences of pain, Jesus have paid it.
就是他的宝血的代赎。
And because it's the remission of his precious blood.
但是如果我们现在40岁
But if we're 40 years old now,
那我可以活到80岁
And then I can live up to 80 years old.
死了我上天国
And after death, I enter into heaven.
那从现在到我死
And so from now till the time I died,
这个几十年时间到底我要做什么
And so from the, these decades of years, what should I be doing?
这个一个很重要的问题
And so this is a very important question.
所以有的人他觉得说，哎，我还有几十年要活，但是信仰好像没有什么可以追求。
And but there are people feel that I have many years to live, but there's nothing for me to pursue in faith.
因此他的信仰就变成忽冷不热，因为没有一个目标。
And so his faith become neither hot or cold because there's no goal to go after.
我活得很平安。
And I live very peacefully.
生活过得也不错。
And I live a very nice life.
到底要追求什么
And so what should I be pursuing after?
这个就是我们今天早上要查考的
And so this morning, this is what we are studying.
我们要追求做一个新人
And we have to pursue after, to become a new man.
我们看第三章哥罗西书
And Colossians chapter 3.
第十节
Verse 10.
穿上新人这个新人在知识上渐渐更新，正如照他主的形象。
And have put on a new man who is renewed in knowledge according to the image of him who created him.
也就是要追求做一个有价值的人。
And this, in other words, is to pursue to become a valuable person.
这个就是我们每一天生活追求的目标。
And this is our goal on our life.
要做一个有价值的人。
And we want to become somebody that's valuable.
但是哦，我们常常发现呢，地上的人看的价值跟神看的价值不一样。
But many times we have discovered that people on this world who see value as differently as God.
我们看哥林多后书。
Second Corinthians.
哥林多后书第五章。
Second Corinthians chapter 5.
16节。
Verse 16.
哥林多后书五章十六节。
Second Corinthians chapter 5, verse 16.
我们从今以后不凭着外貌认人，虽然凭外貌认过基督，如今却不再这样认他。
Therefore, from now on, we regarded no one according to the flesh, even though we have known Christ according to the flesh, yet now we know him thus no longer.
这里是在讲我们信耶稣以后，我们在看一个人，这个价值观改变。
And this is talking about after believing in Jesus, that we see a person and his value system has changed.
这里说我们过去凭着外貌认过基督。
And it says that previously we have known Christ according to the flesh.
英文叫 flesh, 就是凭着肉体的条件在认识基督。
And the English translation here is the flesh. And in other words, we look at Christ based on flesh.
那怎么叫做凭着外貌来认耶稣？
And what does it mean to have known Christ according to flesh?
圣经记载主耶稣非常会讲道。
And so the Bible records that Jesus knows how to preach very well.
有能力又有智慧。
And he has ability and he has wisdom.
但是当中有的人就发现说，他的爸爸就是我们街头那个木匠啊。
And but there are people that have known him that his father is the carpenter that lives on the street.
所以他们就听不下去。
And so they would cannot listen on.
因为有一些宗教的上层领导层发现主耶稣是一个木匠儿子，他听不下去。
And because there are many religious leaders, and they discover that Lord Jesus Christ is the son of a carpenter, so they cannot listen on.
因为他没有家世背景。
And because he has no background.
这个叫做外貌。
And this is called outer appearance.
那主耶稣，圣经说他没有加显美容。
And that the Bible records that Lord Jesus Christ did not portray himself outwardly.
所以虽然他三十岁了，看起来像五十几岁。
And although he's about 30 years old, but he seems like he's like 50.
所以以赛亚书说他将根处于干地，营养不良，水也不良，所以看起来很憔悴。
And so the book of Isaiah has recorded that he's from a land of drought, so he's malnutritioned.
所以人就看不起他，没有办法接受他。
And so that usually men would not be able to accept him.
那主耶稣没有受过正统的这个教育。
And Lord Jesus have not received any formal education.
所以人说他是无学的小民。
And so people have called him that the unknowledgeable man.
那这个人也没有办法接受，就把他拒绝了。
And so these type of people have abandoned it and forsaken him as well.
那圣经说主耶稣说湖里有洞，飞鸟有巢，我放枕头的地方都没有。
And the Bible described that the foxes have holes and the birds have nests and I have no place to put my pillow.
就表示他很穷。
And that means that he's very poor.
这个也是人没有办法接受。
And this is something that other people cannot accept.
所以主耶稣就在当时的世代被丢弃了。
So according to the generation at the time, he was forsaken at the time.
我们看彼得前书。
And let's turn to 1 Peter.
彼得前书的第二章。
And 1 Peter chapter 2.
第七节。
Verse 7.
第二章第七节。
And 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 7.
所以他在你们信的人就为宝贵，在那不信的人有话说，匠人所砌的石头已经做了房角的头块石头。这个地方讲匠人所丢弃的石头。
And it described here is that the stone which the builders rejected it.
这个匠人就是这个犹太教的这些师傅，他是要盖人的信仰，所以叫做匠人。
And so the builders is the teachers in the Jewish people, and because they have to teach the religions to the people.
他把主耶稣丢弃了，因为主耶稣没有外貌。
And because Lord Jesus Christ was rejected by them because he has no outer appearance.
但是这里说成了房角的头块石头。
And has become the chief cornerstone.
就是。被神看为最重要的。
And because he was seen by God as the most important.
我们今天信仰的根基就是主耶稣。
And so the foundation of our faith is Lord Jesus.
他是很宝贵的。
And he's precious.
因此为什么主耶稣很宝贵？
And why is Lord Jesus Christ precious?
因为主耶稣你可以看到他身上有神的形象。
And because you have seen Lord Jesus as the image of God.
神本性一切的丰盛都住在他里面。
And his bountifulness and his abundantness have been dwelt inside him.
好，我们看回来看哥罗西书。
And let's turn back to Colossians.
哥罗西书的第二章。
Colossians chapter 2.
第九节。
Verse 9.
第二章第九节。
Colossians chapter 2 verse 9.
神本性一切的丰盛都有形有体的居住在基督里面。
And for in him dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily.
主耶稣是一个人。
And so Jesus is a man.
但是这个神的本性完完全全住在主耶稣里面。
And for the nature of God has completely dwelt inside Lord Jesus.
也就是说在他的身上你可以看到神的形象。
So in other words,On him, you could see the fullness of the Godhead bodily.
那这就是做人的价值的地方。
And so this is the valueness of becoming a person.
也就是我们还没有进到天国以前努力的目标。
And so this is the goal that we have to strive towards before we entering into heaven.
在人看起来，我们可能没有什么价值。
And so to other people, we have no value.
我们长得很普通。
And we look very ordinary.
经济很普通。
And our finances are ordinary.
教育也很普通。
And our education is very ordinary.
家庭背景也很普通。
And our family background is ordinary.
哦，一切看起来都很普通。
And everything we have seems very ordinary.
有时候这是没有办法改变的。
And this is something that cannot be changed.
但是有一点我们可以改变的。
But there's one thing that we could change.
我们可以在神面前变成一个很有价值的人。
But in front of God, we could become somebody that has value in the eyes of God.
就是做新人。
And we to become a new man.
也就是追求在我们身上有神的形象。
And is to pursue the image of God within us.
那如果我们没有这样去追求。
And if we didn't pursue it this way.
其实从神看起来。
And according to God,
我们是没有价值的。
And we have no value.
为什么？
Why?
因为在灵里面我们是死人。
And because in spirit, we are like a dead man.
我们只是肉体活着，在灵里面我们是死的。
And because flesh, we're living, but in spirit, we are dead.
在灵里面看起来还没有得到救恩是罪人。
And because according to spirit, before receiving this salvation, you're an old man.
罪的。
You're a sinner.
所以一个人如果没有在属灵上追求，
And if a person does not pursue spiritually,
在神看起来这是没有价值的人。
So according to God, this person has no value.
那我们现在怎么追求？
And so how should we pursue this?
我们回来看哥罗西书第三章。
And let's turn back to Colossians chapter 3.
哥罗西书第三章从第一节一直到11节
And from verse 1 to verse 11,
给我们有三个步骤
and gives us three sections, three steps.
要做一个有价值的人，有三个步骤
And there are three steps on becoming a person that has value.
第一个步骤
And the first step,
我们看第三节
And we will see verse 3.
因为你们已经死了，你们的生命与基督一同藏在神里面。
For you died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God.
第一步要经历死亡。
And the first step is to encounter death.
所以我们的生命才能够重新再恢复。
And so that our life could be revived.
那这个死是什么意思？
And what does it mean death here?
就是受洗。
And it's to be baptized.
我们受洗以前是罪人。
And before we baptize, we are a sinner.
那受洗就是与主同死。
And to baptize is to die with the Lord.
我们这个罪人，这个旧人要与主同死。
And so the old self and the sinner and will die with the Lord.
所以我们受洗要头低下来。
And so when we baptize, we have to bow our head.
好像主耶稣死了，断气了。
And just like when Jesus has died on the cross, and then after he gave his last breath.
那受洗要全身入水。
And when we baptize, it's a total body immersion into water.
就是与主同埋葬。
And this is to be buried with Christ.
因为死下一步就是埋葬。
And because after death will be the burial.
我这个旧人，我这个罪人要埋葬到主耶稣的宝血里面。
And I'm the old man and the sinner and has to be buried with the precious blood of Christ.
那是赦罪的泉源。
And this is the fountain for remission of sins.
那从水里面上来就是与主同复活。
And after you come up from the water, you're resurrected with the Lord.
所以那个罪人，那个旧人已经过去了。
And so this, the sinner and the old self have died.
那现在受洗起来变新人，没有罪的人。
And so after baptism, you became a new man and somebody that's sinless.
我们有一个新的生命。
And we have a new life.
就是属灵的生命。
And it is a spiritual life.
也就是永生。
And this is eternal life.
所以第三节说，你们死了，你们的生命与基督藏在神里面。
And so verse 3 says, For you died and your life is hidden with Christ in God.
因此第一节说，
And verse 1 says,
你们若真与基督一同复活，要求上面的事。
And then if you raise with Christ, seek those things which are above.
第二节，
verse 2,
你们要思念上面的事，不要思念地上的事，因为你们已经死了。
And set your mind on the things above, not on things on the earth.
所以受洗以后， 我们这个人生追求的目标要改变。
And so after baptism, our goal in life has to change.
因为我们对世界已经死了。
And because we have died for the world.
对罪已经死了。
And then we die for our sins.
所以我们这个头脑要思念上面的事。
And so our mind has to be thinking of the things above.
这个上面就是属灵的事。
And the things above is the things of spiritual,
也就是神的事情。
And which is the things of God.
那第二步就是要追求上面的事。
And the second thing is to seek for the things above. Set your mind on the things above.
追求。
To pursue.
这第一节。
And that this is verse 1.
这个追求就是用实际的行动去。去追求。
And when you seek the things above, you're patrolling with action.
花时间花力量努力去做。
And you're spending time and spending effort, you're trying your hardest.
因此我们要做新人啊，第一个这个心态要改变。
And so to become a new man, we have to change our mindset.
信耶稣不是说一直都在求神祝福我这个祝福我那个。
And when you believe in Jesus, you're not constantly asking God to be blessing you or to give you this.
这个地上的福气啊，是神所有福气里面最没有价值的。
And any blessings of this world is the least valuable among the things of God.
神给我们最宝贵的价值福气是在属灵上。
And all the precious blessings from God is things of spiritual.
因为属灵的是永远的。
And because the spiritual things are lasting forever.
地上肉体的是暂时的。
And all the things that of the flesh is only temporary.
因此我们受洗以后，这个追求的目标要往上提升。
And so after baptism, the things that we seek after has to be carried up above.
就是提升我们在灵性上能够不断的成长。
And so that it's to elevate us that we could constantly improve spiritually.
因此保罗说，我过去像小孩子说话，像小孩子心思意念像小孩子。
And because Paul had said that I used to be a child, the way I spoke seems like a child.
现在我长大了，就把小孩子的事情丢弃了。
And now I have all grown up and I have forsaken the childish behavior.
这个是讲属灵的。
And this is talking about spiritual things.
我们刚洗礼的时候是婴孩。
And that when we baptized in the beginning, we're a baby.
是小孩子。
And we're a child.
所以我们想的讲的都是小孩子。
And so anything that we think and we do is of childish behavior.
这个小孩子就是他只关心现在目前看得到。
And children only cares about what they have currently and what they can see.
那现在长大了。
And now they have all grown up.
我们就把这个事情丢弃了。
And so we have abandoned these things.
现在追求属灵的价值。
And we have to seek for the value, the valueness of in spiritual life.
属灵的福分。
And blessings, spiritual blessings.
这个叫做信仰的长大。
And this is called a spiritual growth and spiritual grown up.
有时候我们看那个新受洗的信徒，已经几个月，他灵性已经长大。
And then sometimes we've seen a newly baptized member only a few months, but spiritually he has grown up.
他能够看清楚灵的价值，他一直在灵性一直在成长。
And you will see the improvement slowly, and he sees the valueness of all spiritual things.
这就是我们第一个阶段。
And this is the first part that we have to do.
要接受洗礼。
And to receive water baptism.
让我们的罪我死掉。
And that our sins have died with us.
然后我们人生追求的方向要往属灵上去。
And the goal that we're pursuing after in life has to be from things above.
那我已经洗礼了。
And so now I have baptized.
下一步我怎么做？
And what should I do next?
我看第五节。
And verse 5.
第五节，要致使你们在地上的肢体，就如淫乱、污秽、邪情、恶欲、贪婪，贪婪就与拜偶像一样。第六节
Verse 6.
因为这些事，神的愤怒必临到那悖逆之子。第七节
Verse 7.
当你们活在基督活的时候，也是曾这样行过。第八节
Verse 8.
但是你们要弃绝这一切的事，即恼恨、愤怒、恶毒、毁谤并口中污秽的言语。第九节
Verse 9.
不要学着说谎，因为你们已经脱去旧人跟旧人的行为。
And verse 5, therefore put to death your members which are on earth, fornication, uncleanness, passion, evil desire, and covetousness, which is adultery. Verse 6, because of these things, the wrath of God is coming upon the sons of disobedience. Verse 7, in which you yourself once walked when you lived in them. Verse 8, but now you yourself are to put off all these, anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy language out of your mouth. Verse 9, do not lie to one another, since you have put off the old man with his deeds. Verse 10, and have put on the new man, who is renewed in knowledge according to the
age.
Verse 9.
要做一个有价值的人有三步。
And to become a person of value, there are three steps.
第一步就是受洗死了。
And first is to be baptized and died.
对罪死了。
And that you have died with the sins.
那第五节再提到第二个死。
And verse 5, it talks about the second death.
那第二个死是什么？
And what is the second death?
致死地上的肢体。
And therefore put death the members where you are on earth.
那这到底什么意思？
And what does this mean?
虽然我们的罪在洗礼的时候已经解决了。
And although our sins have been taken care of during baptism.
但是我们带有肉体就有罪性。
And because we carry flesh, so this way we have sinful nature.
那这个罪性不是洗礼的时候洗完罪性就跑掉了。
And this sinful nature does not disappear after baptism.
罪已经被解决了。
And a sin have to be relieved.
但是带有肉体那个罪性还存在。
And but the flesh that carries the sinful nature still exists.
那这个罪性如果没有解决，还会再犯罪。
And if this sinful nature does not you do not eliminate, you will continue to sin.
所以第二步要做一个新人，有价值的人。第二步就是要把那个罪性把它致死。
And therefore, to become a person of value, you have to put death.All the sinful natures.
那我们先来看这个罪性会产生什么样的生活。
And what type of and the sinful nature, what kind of life it develops into?
第一个就是淫乱。
And first is fornication.
这个我们大家都知道，这个现代社会里面最难的一点。
And we know that in this present world, this is something the hardest.
你审判单单用这一条能够通得过就没有几个了。
And doing judgment, not many people could pass because of this fornication.
罪性所产生的。
And this is something that arises from sinful nature.
所以不是说洗礼起来就不会淫乱，这个罪性还在。
And not because after your baptism, you would not commit fornication because you still have the sinful nature.
那第二个污秽。
And second thing is the uncleanness.
污秽就是你想看那个脏的电影啊，脏的网站，这个是罪性。
And that this is from looking at corrupt bad movies or visiting bad websites. This is sinful nature.
这不是说洗礼前你就不会想看。
And this is not that after baptism you would not want to see it.
那接下去就是邪情恶欲。
And then passion and evil desire.
同性恋这个就是邪情恶欲。
And homosexuality is passion and evil desire.
那自己的配偶以外再去喜欢另外一个异性，这个就是邪情恶欲。
And other than your spouse, you fall in love with somebody else, this is passion and evil desire.
这不是说洗礼起来这个就没有了。
And this is,
这是罪性。
This will not disappear after baptism, this is sinful nature.
那接下去就是贪心。
And then is covetousness.
那贪心就跟拜偶像一样。
And covetousness is the same thing as worshipping idol.
为什么？
Why?
因为贪心得罪神啊。
And because when you covet, you have sinned against God.
那我们去做，这个贪就是超过了神嘛。
And when we do these things surpasses God.
所以很多人跟人之间的问题都是因为利害冲突、利益冲突。
So many of the problem arises among men is because of a profit or they have some sort of conflict.
那讲到最后就是贪心在里面。
And so at the end, it's all the covetousness.
所以有的连兄弟都变成仇敌。
And many times, even brothers could become enemies.
那这就是罪性，不是洗礼也就没有了。
And these are sinful nature, and it would not disappear after baptism.
那第八节。
And verse 8.
恼恨、愤怒、恶毒、毁谤。
and
anger
and wrath.
有的人是每天生气。
And some people gets angry on a daily basis.
有的人生气是几个小时一次。
And some people will be angry every few hours.
有的是每个小时生气。
And some people will be angry every hour.
那不是说洗礼前你就不会生气。
And it's not, these things will not disappear after baptism.
这是罪性。
And these are sinful nature.
那恶毒。
And maliciousness.
或者里面那个苦毒对人的恨没有办法解决解消。
And because the wrath towards other people cannot disappear.
这不是说洗礼前你就不会恨人。
And it doesn't mean that after baptism you will not hate other people.
这是罪性。
And this is sinful nature.
会控制一个人。
And this will control a person.
那第九节是说谎。
And verse 9 says to lie.
这也是罪性。
And this is a sinful nature.
所以这个洗礼起来罪得解决，但是罪性如果没有把它致死，还会犯罪。
And so after baptism, your sin is eliminated, but if you do not take care and will eliminate the sinful nature, you will continue to sin.
那现在怎么把那个罪性致死？
And how can you put death, the sinful nature you have within inside?
第一个死是恩典，你只要受洗进到水里面受洗，罪就赦免，这是恩典。
And the first death is from grace, because after baptism and your sins are remissed, and this is grace.
但是要把罪性致死，这个要下功夫。
And but to put death the sinful nature, it takes a lot of effort.
我们看第八章罗马书。
And let's turn to Romans chapter 8.
罗马书八章十二节。
Romans chapter 8, verse 12.
弟兄们，这样看来，我们不是欠肉体的债，去顺从肉体活着。十三节。
Verse 13.
你们若顺从肉体活着，必要死；若靠着圣灵致死身体的恶行，不要活着。
And therefore, brethren, we are debtors not to the flesh, to live according to the flesh. Verse 13. For if you liveAccording to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you will put death the deeds of the body, you will live.
啊，如果欠这个信用卡公司债啊，那你就被他牵着走，被他控制。
And if you own the credit card company money and you owe him debt.
那这里说我们不是欠肉体的债。
And so here it says that we do not own debt to our flesh.
也就是说这个恶的情欲啊，我们不是欠他。你如果欠他，就被他牵着走。
And that if we are not debtors to the flesh, then because if we are, we have been controlled by it.
那如果受洗之后还继续被这个恶的欲望牵着走，到最后还是死。
And so after baptism, if you still continuing on following the sinful nature of the flesh, at the end you will die.
那怎么办？
And what should we do?
13节最后下半句。
And verse 13, the second part.
靠着圣灵致死身体的恶行，这样才可以活着。
But if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live.
所以神是给我们一个圣灵，非常宝贵。
And so God gave us a very precious Holy Spirit.
这个罪的欲望啊，只有圣灵的能力才能够把它解决。
And so any desire of sin, only by the power of Holy Spirit, it could be diminished.
不只是 diminish, 死啊。
And it could be put death, actually.
死你就得自由了。
And after death, you will be free.
因为死它就不能控制你了。
And because after put death, it cannot control you anymore.
所以我们这个信耶稣的自由哦，不是说啊你不可以做，但是为什么你很想做，但是你不可以做。
And so that when we believe in Jesus, we do have freedom, but it's not like something that we wanted to do, but we cannot do.
如果我很想做，但是因为想进天国，我不可以做，这样的话会很痛苦。
And because I wanted to do this, but because of heaven, I cannot do this, you will be suffering.
但不是这样。
But this is not the way it works.
这个罪的欲望如果死了，
And so the desire of sin, if this is put death,
你就得自由，他不会控制你。
And you will be free because it will no longer control you anymore.
所以我们就不想要去做。
And so that we do not want to do it anymore.
那你不想要去做，你就发现你 就不会很痛苦啊。
So once you don't feel like doing it anymore, and you will not feel so painful.
我们可以抽烟，但你不会想要抽烟。
But we could smoke, but you don't want to smoke.
我们可以赌博，但你不会想要赌博。
And we could gamble, but you do not want to gamble.
这个叫自由。
And this is to be free.
哦，你可以去恨人，但是你心里根本就不会想恨人。
And but you could hate others, but inside of you, you do not want to hate anymore.
我们可以生气，但是你心里面很平静，你根本就不会想生气。
And you wanted to be angry, but we feel very peaceful inside, so there's no reason for you to be angry.
那个就叫自私罪，在我们里面那个罪。
And so this is to put death, the sin inside us.
这样我们才能够真的变成新人。
And so, this way we could become a new man.
所以到底这个要多久呢？
And so, how long this process will take?
所以有人常常在讲，我祷告要祷告多久？
And so, many people have said that, how long should I be praying if I do pray?
有人说30分钟。
And some people have said 30 minutes.
有人说15分钟。
And some people have said 15 minutes.
有人说一个钟头。
And some have said 1 hour.
有人说要禁食，有人说不要禁食。
And some have said that you should fast and pray, and some others have not.
圣经里找不到时间了。
And there's no time frame recorded in the Bible.
但圣经给我们一个目标。
And the Bible gives us one goal.
要祷告到被圣灵充满。
And you have to pray until you're filled with the Holy Spirit.
圣灵充满就是神的能力充满。
And to be filled with the Holy Spirit is to be filled with the power of God.
那我怎么知道我被圣灵充满？
And how do I know I'm filled with the Holy Spirit?
如果被圣灵充满，那个罪的欲望就被致死了。
And if you're filled with the Holy Spirit, your evil desire, the desire of sin have been put death.
所以一旦被圣灵充满，你发现哦，那个黄色的网站、黄色的店，你根本就不会想看。
And so after you're filled with the Holy Spirit, you have discovered that any pornographies or any pornographic websites you do not want to see anymore.
你不会想要生气。
You don't want to become angry.
你不会想要去恨人。
And you don't want to hate other people.
这个叫做圣灵充满。
And this is called filled with Holy Spirit.
所以我们把这个当目标，我们就知道要祷告多久。
So if we set this as our goal, we should know how long we should be praying for.
本来我很讨厌那个人。
And I used to hate that person.
但是有一天你祷告到，你起来看到那个人，你不会讨厌他。
And so you pray until the point that one day you get up, you see that person, you do not hate him anymore.
这个就是圣灵充满。
And this is to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
这是要一段时间的。
But it takes some time.
所以要做一个有价值的人，第二步就是要被圣灵充满，致死罪的这个欲望。
And to become somebody that has value, the second thing is to be filled with Holy Spirit and put death the evil desires.
但这是第二步。
And this is the second step.
第三步。
And the third step.
第十节。
And verse 10.
哥罗西书第三章第十节。
Colossians chapter 3 verse 10.
穿上新人，这个新人在知识上渐渐更新，照如主的形象。
And you have put on the new man, which is renewed in the knowledge according to the image of him who created.
第三步就叫穿上新人。
And so the third step is to put on the new man.
那请问新人看起来像什么？
And like to ask, what does a new man look like?
新人看起来就有神的形象。
And a new man look like the image of God.
那神是一个灵啊，神的形象是什么？
And God is a spirit, so what is the image of God?
神的形象就显在耶稣基督的身上。
And so the image of God is portrayed on Jesus Christ.
所以新人就是看起来像主耶稣啊。
So a new man is somebody that looks like Jesus Christ.
这样叫做有价值的人。
And this is a person that has value.
好，那我现在祷告了，我这个为罪的欲望已经死了。
And so now I have prayed, and so the sinful nature have died.
那下一步我要做什么？
And what is the next step?
这里说要穿上新人。
And it says to put on a new man.
那怎么穿上新人？
And how do you put on a new man?
下一句。
And the next sentence.
在知识上渐渐更新，正如照他主的形象。
Who is renewed in knowledge according to the image of him who created him?
如果看英文，有时候就更清楚了。要在认识神的这个知识 那用这个知识来更新我们自己。
And so that from the English translation, first you have to understand the knowledge of God, and from this knowledge, you would transform yourself.
有时候我们常常问说，你认识主耶稣吗？
And so often we ask, do you know Jesus Christ?
我怎么不认识？我信了三十年。
And you would say, how do I not know? Because I have believed for 30 years.
那主耶稣是谁？
And so who is Lord Jesus Christ?
他是母亲玛利亚。
And he, his mother is Mary.
他在拿撒勒长大。
And he was raised in Nazareth.
他被钉死。
And he was crucified.
复活。
He resurrected.
升天。
And he went to heaven.
不错，我们认识主耶稣。
And yes, we know Jesus.
但是主耶稣就只有这样而已吗？
And is Jesus only this so much?
如果我们认识主耶稣只是这样，我们对主的认识还是很浅。
And if we only know Jesus to this certain extent, and this is very, only a very shallow understanding.
我们再想一想。
And we should think about it more.
主耶稣的谦卑是什么？
And what is the humbleness of Jesus?
那我们要用这个知识再来改变我们自己。
And we have to use this knowledge to try to change ourselves.
所以有时候我们觉得谦卑就是别人称赞你，你用几句客气的话这样来回答。
And often maybe we might think that humbleness is when other people praise you and then you reply with humility.
但是如果你看主耶稣的谦卑。
But if you see the humbleness of Jesus.
他是神。
And he is God.
降为人。
And he became a man.
然后降为仆人。
And he became a servant.
那洗别人的脚。
And he was washing other people's feet.
这个叫谦卑。
And this is humbleness.
我们愿意往下降来服侍人。
And we are able to downgrade ourselves to serve other people.
这个是主耶稣的谦卑。
And this is the humbleness of Lord Jesus Christ.
那我们再看。
And so we should see this again.
主耶稣讲道很有力量。
And when he when Lord Jesus preached, it is full of power.
行很多的神迹。
And he performs many miracles.
但是圣经说。
But the Bible has said.
他不愿意人知道。
But he did not want others to know.
却隐藏不住。
But it cannot be hidden.
我们人都喜欢把好的显露给别人看，然后得到别人的称赞。
And as men, we often like to reveal the best side of ourselves so other people can see us.
但是主耶稣隐藏。
But Lord Jesus will try to hide it.
这个叫谦卑。
And this is humbleness.
所以一个人他有什么长处，他到一个地方去，不需要几天，大家都知道为什么，大家都想要显露。
And because if a person once he come to an area, he it doesn't take few days for everyone to know him. Why? Because he would people would know what he's made of.
但是真正谦卑的人
but if a truly humble man,
他会把他的荣耀、他的美德、他比别人强的地方隐藏。
And then he would hide everything, all the glories and everything that he's better than other people, he would hide it.
这个叫谦卑。
And this is humbleness.
所以有时候我们在想这个我怎么变新人？
And sometimes we will think that how should I become a new man?
这就是一个例子。
And this is an example.
那我们在想爱心。
And so we should think about love.
有时候我们在想想自己也觉得说我也不错啦。
And often we think of ourselves to be good.
那什么叫新人？
And what does it mean to become a new man?
那我们就看主耶稣的爱心。
And we should see the love of Jesus.
我看马可第六章。
And let's turn to Mark chapter 6.
马可第六章。
Mark chapter 6.
三十四节。
Verse 34.
耶稣出来，六章三十四节。
And Mark chapter 6, verse 34.
看见许多人就怜悯他们，因为他们如同羊没有牧人一般，于是开口教训他们许多的道理。
And verse 34. And Jesus, when he came out, saw a great multitude, was moved by the compassion for them, because they were like sheep, not having a shepherd. So he began to teach them many things.
主耶稣看见很多人，他就怜悯他们。
And so when Jesus saw many people, he has mercy towards them.
为什么会怜悯？
And why would he have mercy?
他是从属灵的眼光来看一个人。
And he see a person from a spiritual perspective.
有的人可能生活过得很好。
And some people maybe live a very good life.
哇，你会很羡慕。
And you are envious.
啊，但是你再从另外一个属灵的眼光来看。
And but from a different spiritual perspective.
他活在神的愤怒里面。
But he lives within the wrath of God.
因为他活在罪里面。
Because he living in a sin.
哦，他在世界上没有什么希望。
And he has no hope in this life.
如果这样看。
And from this angle.
你就会很怜悯他。
And you would have compassion towards him.
那这个叫做神的爱。
And so this is called God's love.
人的爱看外表。
And a man's love you will see from the outer appearance.
神的爱看人的灵性。
And God's love is to see a true nature of man.
所以我们要用这个知识来改变更新我们自己。
And so from this knowledge, we should try to use it to change ourselves.
所以以后你就看到一个人，包括我们自己的家人。
And so, in the future, if you meet a man, including our own relatives,
我们最得意的孩子可能是我们最可怜的一个孩子。
And the child that we're most proud of maybe is the most pitiful one.
最得意可能在世界上很有成就。
And because we're proud of him because he's very successful in this world.
最可怜因为他不认识神，他不要神。
He's the most pitiful person because he has forsaken God. He does not want God.
但如果我们真的有神的这个爱在里面。
And if we do, in fact, have the love of God within us.
我们会天天为他祷告。
And we will pray for him on a daily basis.
因为我们希望他能得救。
And because we hope that one day he could be saved.
这个叫做有神的形象。
And this is to have the image of God within us.
有神的爱在里面。
And to have the love of God within us.
所以如果我们看到周围的人。
So if we see the people that's surrounding us, including our own relatives,
他没有得救信仰，快要火快灭掉了，我们都没有感觉。
And then they have no faith, and then the fire is almost put out, and we feel nothing.
我们还没有神的爱。
We do not have the love of God.
那这个神的形象还不完全。
And so the image of God is not perfect yet.
所以我们信仰要追求什么？
So in our faith, what should we pursue after?
除了将来进天国之外，
and other than trying to enter into heaven in the future,
我们现在要追求就是做一个有价值的人。
And the goal that we have to pursue after is to become a person of value.
什么样的人有价值？
And what type of people that have value?
就是他身上有神的形象的人。
And is anybody that has the image of God on him?
也就是看起来像主耶稣的。
And in other words, to look at the similar to the image of Jesus.
那怎么做？
And how should we do this?
三步。
Three steps.
第一步。
First step.
要受洗让这个罪得赦。
And to be baptized for the remission of sin.
第二步。
Second thing.
要被圣灵充满。
You have to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
啊，致死罪的欲望。
And to put death all the desires of sin.
第三步。
And the third steps.
要深入的去认识神。
And you have to really deeply get to know God.
用认识神的知识来更新我们自己。
And from the knowledge that you gain from knowing God, you have to try to renew ourselves. We have to try to renew ourselves.
那渐渐我们在神面前就变成一个很有价值的人。
And slowly we will progress into somebody of value in the eyes of God.
那这个价值就是将来天国的荣耀。
And this value is the glory of heaven.
也就是我们信仰最后最有价值的追求。
And this is the end and the most valuable thing that we're pursuing after for our faith.
在天国发光像太阳。
And that we will shine like sun in heaven.
非常有荣耀。
And we are very glorious.
啊，唱诗。
And let's sing him.
232首。
So great.
Please be seated.
我们现在要一起来祷告。
And we're now going to pray.
祷告的时候，要求主耶稣圣灵充满我们。
And when we pray, let's ask Lord Jesus to fill us with the Holy Spirit.
让我们里面这个罪的性能够被致死。
And so that our sinful nature inside could be put death.
那我们就发现守道实在是不困难。
And so we will see to guard the truth is not as difficult.
因为我们已经自由了。
And because we had been freed.
罪不能控制我们就自由了。
And because the sin cannot control us anymore, therefore we are set free.
所以我们要祷告，求圣灵充满。
And so we have to pray to ask for the fullness of the Holy Spirit.
我们现在一起来祷告，结束我们早上的聚会。
And we will all kneel down and pray and to conclude this morning's service.
一起来祈祷。
Let's all pray.
奉主耶稣的圣名祷告。